Hello, this is Pawari. This is my audio boo. It is a Monday morning, the first Monday of the school holidays. It's the 25th of July. And yes, I don't know what to say. Yes, that's school holidays, so completely different routines and stuff. Really, really tired today, possibly not helped by staying up too late and drinking too much wine last night. But yes, we've kind of hit the holidays absolutely exhausted. The last few weeks of term were a real struggle. Major chaos. I've got loads of things, and of course, with my foot, I haven't been able to walk around so much. And I'm really, really looking forward to these holidays. Although I have no idea really what we're doing in them. Going away camping a couple of times, but other than that, I have no major plans. The kids are nagging to do lots of different things today, but I'm just trying to have a slow down day and just sort of chill out around the house without screens. They've kind of gone, because the weather's been so bad, they've been using their iPods and DSs a lot, possibly not helped by the fact that we've managed to find one of my old iPod Nano. And because my youngest son doesn't have an iPod and is quite keen on his brother's iPod, we have given him my old Nano. So yes, very keen just to sit completely still and stare at very small screens, which in this weather seems an absolute shame. But unfortunately, most of their friends have gone on holiday this week. So it might just be a case of letting them get on with whatever keeps them going until we go away. So we'll see. But yes, I have no real plans this week. I'm just going to try and actually, I just want to make some time to sit down and read a book, I think. I think that's my goal for the week. Obviously, got to keep everything else going, and I've got a plan for going away and all that stuff. But I think I'm going to try and encourage the kids to be a bit more autonomous and try and find some quiet book reading time to recharge my own batteries before launching into loads of activities. So, yes, I hope you're all well. It's all going well. I was very jealous of Will's breakfast that he posted on Google Plus the other day. It did look very tasty. I'm really liking Google Plus. I do feel like I've got a nice little community there of people I'm actually interested in seeing their status updates. Whereas Facebook, for me, it's not a fault of Facebook, but just the way I've used it, I suppose, over the years, I seem to have collected a lot of people who seem to mostly post sort of copy and paste status updates and and game posts, I suppose. I hide as many as I can, but they keep, you know, the game posts and stuff. And I've been guilty myself of playing games on Facebook, and I tended to try and keep it all under a list so only those other people who were also playing games ever saw the updates. But oh, it gets a bit much, doesn't it? Filtering through all the dross before you actually get to anything interesting. Whereas Google Plus, I pretty much go on there, and it's not updated very frequently, but there's always something interesting to read, which is rather nice. How long it will stay like that, I do not know. But yes, that'll be interesting. Yes, I wonder how long it'll be before the copy and paste status update invades Google Plus. Probably not very long at all. But yes, I don't think I have anything else to talk about, do I? No. Guinea pigs are still fine. Still fine. I still possibly think that one of them is pregnant, which is going to be interesting, because if she is pregnant, then she'll probably be due while we're away, which adds to complications for pig sitting. But there's not a lot we can do about that, so we'll just have to do the best we can. And then worry about what we're doing with all the little piggies afterwards. Yes, so I shall leave you there and go back to my children and see what how badly they are trashing the dining room. I've left them with a load of new felt tip pens, so that's never a good plan, is it? They're supposed to be responsible now, but that being 7 and 10, but you never really can tell. So yes, hope you are surviving the summer holidays, and I will speak to you again soon. Bye-bye now.